cuts to the CSIRO, the struggle to win elusive research grants from a shrinking pool of funds, and dwindling private sector funding. These are just some of the hurdles that our bright young scientists face when they try to get a foothold within their field of expertise. But today, some good news for aspiring early career scientists. To celebrate 40 years of the Science Show in 2015 here on RN, Radio National, together with the University of New South Wales, one of the nation's leading science universities, have announced something called the Top 5 Under 40. It's a scheme to find five early career scientists and give them an immersion in the media here on RN. To tell us more about this scheme and the challenges that young scientists face, I'm joined in the breakfast studio by Professor Les Field, Vice President and Deputy Vice Chancellor for Research at the University of New South Wales. He's also a Fellow of the Australian Academy of Science. And Emma Johnston, Professor of Marine Ecology and Australian Research Fellow at the University of New South Wales. Les, Emma, welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
Good morning.
Les, to you first. Before we get to five under 40, we're increasingly hearing we need to train more scientists, we need to get more students directed to the joys of science at school and following on to university. What happens if they do that? What happens after that? What's the job environment like for a science graduate, a PhD in science now?
Look, the job environment is actually quite strong. It's a tough career, no matter how you look at it in science. And I think one of the things that makes it a tough career is that most of the endeavours that our scientists undertake are things that require time. They actually take time. Our scientists are passionate about what they do, and they look for job security and some security into the future. So it actually becomes quite difficult if we haven't got a good environment in which long-term programs for science can be undertaken.
And there's been a fair bit of talk about this in the wake of the budget cuts to the CSIRO. And today I noticed there's a story in the news about one of the CSIRO's brightest, by the sound of things. I'm talking about Dr. Sang Tang, is that right? He was recommended for a Nobel Prize. I mean, he's in the running for that. And yet he has been cut as part of the CSIRO cuts. I mean, what does this tell us? What kind of message is this sending?
Look, it's an unfortunate situation, I think, particularly with the cuts to CSIRO and to other agencies, that we don't have the longer-term environment in which we can accommodate our best and brightest. And I think this does bring into question whether we will lose some of our best and brightest to places overseas.
Is that already happening?
It's already happening, and there are other countries, the US, Britain, some of the Asian countries in particular, which are actually investing quite heavily in longer-term strategies. For our best and brightest, the opportunities overseas look quite promising.
Emma, can I call you a young achiever? You certainly had a stellar career. You're a renowned marine scientist. You're a professor too. This notion of overseas countries overseas looking to our science pool to attract over there, is that something you've witnessed? Have you been approached? Have you thought about it?
We certainly have a fantastic and very bright set of young researchers here, and they're really well trained and they're incredibly enthusiastic. That doesn't surprise me because it's such a rewarding career. But we are increasingly seeing shorter and shorter term contracts for these people, less job security into the future. Mm. And so that does take its toll. I'm very much into being enthusiastic about science because I still see the jobs are out there. They're in a range of different fields and I can see that talent being taken up. My research graduates, for example, are all actively employed in research, and that's really exciting. But I do see them starting to look externally now.
And salaries have to be a part of that. I mean, a research scientists are not terribly well paid by and large, are they?
Not in relation to other industries.
Exactly.
And we certainly don't do it for the money. We do it for a whole suite of other rewards. And what we're talking about today is part of that reward is communicating your science. And I think that's the most exciting thing that young researchers are really, really good at. They're great at communicating science. And we need to give them that power and that voice, because bringing science to the rest of the community is really actually going to help us strengthen the position of science and strengthen the sense that it's an important thing for society to invest in.
It's 27 past eight. Our guests in the breakfast studio are Emma Johnston, Professor of Marine Ecology at the University of New South Wales, and Professor Les Field, Vice President and Deputy Vice Chancellor for Research at UNSW. Let's go to the 40 under 5. And I'll stay with you, Emma, because you have had experience in this. You were part of the BBC Coast series. Your enthusiasm for science was there for all of us to see. What do you think it might mean for a young scientist to get the chance to be trained up in media skills and the impact that might have on their passion and also the projects they're working on?
My own experience is that it's incredibly fulfilling to communicate your science to a broader range of audiences. Our young scientists get trained very well on how to rigorously do and explain their research to other scientists. But we don't often get more of an opportunity to explain our research and to talk about our science to a whole range of other audiences. What this program can do is train people in how to do that. And my own experience is that I've still got a lot to learn. I've really enjoyed the process so far. Television, radio, newsprint and media, they all have a suite of audiences and we really need to learn how to communicate to them.
Liz, how important do you see it is to develop the communication skills for younger scientists? Because it's, you know, to be a great scientist, you don't have to be a great communicator. In fact, scientists are often criticised a little for not being able to communicate better.
I think it is an extremely important skill. And this program really looks to select and winnow our best communicators, really. It's all about communication. And look, at UNSW, it's one of the things that we value quite strongly. Many of our researchers are constantly in the media, talking about technical issues, whether it be the environment, whether it be climate change, whether it be coal seam gas, whatever you want, whatever you say, and we really value that as a trait amongst our researchers, and to develop that amongst our younger researchers who are the most passionate in being able to communicate such that they can get messages across in what I call plain English to the general public is something I think we really need to do better.
So this scheme, this 5 Under 40, it's a joint project between UNSW and us here on RN, and it's to celebrate, really, 40 years of the Science Show, which is an amazing achievement. It's going to mean 10 applicants with the best ideas will get to take part in a two-day workshop learning media skills. Then from that, they will produce something, some kind of program, and then we'll get the five winners who'll have a 10-day workshop. So media residency here at RN. But how do you kick this off? How do people get to be a part of this?
Well, you can apply online. So there's a website and the application has been made really easy because it's a busy time of year and we want lots of people to apply. And I think they're due by the 16th of January. Once that application is in, there'll be a suite of judges who actually decide on who gets through to the next round. And they're some of our very well-known science communicators, such as Robin Williams.
So when is this all happening? When do they need to get their applications in and when would this be occurring?
Okay, they'll be needing to get their applications in January 16. As I said, it's pretty easy to do. It's at the UNSW website. If you just Google top 5 under 40, you'll find it. And we are also tweeting away. So a lot of our younger science communicators are already communicating on other sources of social media, for example, such as Twitter, but they may not be in the mainstream audiences. And so we're going to reach out as far as we can and get as many applicants as possible from across all of Australia.
I think it's such a great idea. Because it's great. We need to hear more from the scientists too about some of the biggest debates at the moment, renewable energy, climate change, these sorts of things. The scientists are in it. And can I just add my voice to the pitch to attract young scientists? There's no better fun than learning how to make radio and television. So this is a chance for you. Get in and fill in that application. Les, Emma, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Fran.
Very welcome.
Professor Les Field from the University of New South Wales and a fellow of the Australian Academy of Science, and Emma Johnston, Professor of Marine Ecology and Australian Research Fellow at the University of New South Wales. And as Emma said, those applications close on the 16th of January. We think it's the 16th of January. It might be the 12th. Check the website. If you're a keen young scientist, really, be a part of Top 5 Under 40.